freedom. What was the cost of justice? What did we pay for liberty? Tell me what price freedom? Where did it come from? How did we get it?
Philadelphia, 1776. 56 men met together and signed a new document which was to stand forever as a partnership between the living, the dead, and the yet unborn. We call it the Declaration of Independence.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
That the last paragraph of the Declaration of Independence states, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor. The 56 signatures on that Declaration of Independence were kept secret for 1/2 year because the gallant 56 who made that promise knew when they signed that they were risking everything. If they won the fight, the best they could expect would be years of hardship in a struggling new nation. And if they lost, they'd face a hangman's rope as traitors.
Now these were men of means, well educated. 24 were lawyers and jurists, 11 were merchants, and 9 were farmers and owners of large plantations. But they signed the pledge, and they did indeed pay the price.
In the Pennsylvania State House, now called Independence Hall, the best men from each of our colonies sat down together. On June 11th, a committee was formed to draw up a Declaration of Independence. We were going to tell our British fatherland no more rule by redcoats.
Thomas Jefferson finished a draft of that declaration in 17 days, and Congress adopted it on July 4, 1776. That much is familiar history. Now here is the documented fate of those heroic 56 who signed the Declaration of Independence.
What price freedom?
Of those 56, few were long to survive. Five were captured by the British and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes occupied, looted, or destroyed by the enemy. 9 of the 56 died in the war from its hardships and its bullets.
Wealthy planter and trader Carter Braxton of Virginia saw his ship swept from the sea in battle. To pay his debts, he sold his home and all his properties, died in rags.
What price freedom?
Thomas McKean of Delaware was so harassed by the enemy that he was forced to move his family 5 times in 5 months. He served in Congress without pay, his family in poverty and hiding.
And Thomas Nelson Jr. raised $2 million on his own signature to provision our allies, the French fleet. After the war, he wiped out his entire estate, paying back the loans. He was never reimbursed by his government. He died bankrupt and was buried in an unmarked grave. He pledged his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor.
What price freedom?
John Hart was driven from his dying wife's bedside. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves and returned home after the war to find his wife dead, his 13 children gone, and his properties worthless. He died a few weeks later of exhaustion and a broken heart.
John Hancock, one of the wealthiest men in New England, stood outside Boston one terrible night of the war and said, "Burn Boston, though it makes John Hancock a beggar. If the public good requires it, burn." He too lived up to the pledge.
I don't know what impression you had of those 56 men that met that hot summer in Philadelphia, but I think it's important that we remember this about them. They were not poor men or wild-eyed pirates. They were basically rich men who enjoyed ease and luxury in their personal living. They were not hungry men. They were wealthy and prosperous. But they considered liberty for all men to be so much more important than their own security that they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And they fulfilled that pledge. They paid the price, and freedom was born.
And free.